strengthened laws against money laundering, beefed up regulatory bodies, effective extradition treaties, and a penalty for banks who turn a blind eye on financial crimes. These were some of the measures that House of Lords peer and anti-apartheid activist Peter Hain suggested be put in place to prevent state capture and illegal money movements out of South Africa, such as those allegedly done by the Gupta family. So Hain is hopeful that State Capture Commission Chairman Raymond Zondo will consider his suggestions when tabling his recommendations to President Cyril Ramaphosa. One of the commission's mandates is to identify gaps in the country's legislative and legal framework, which allowed for state capture and corruption to thrive, and what can be done afterwards to prevent such from happening in the future. Now, Hain appeared before the commission on Monday when he slammed international banks for their alleged role in being complicit, as he says, in helping the state capture project by the Gupta family. If you remember, 2 years ago, Hain wrote to UK Chancellor Philip Hammond asking him to urge law enforcement agencies to track down about 7 billion rand, thought to have been laundered through the Gupta's networks, and ensure it was returned to South Africa's treasury. He specifically asked that HSBC, Standard Chartered, and the Bank of Baroda be probed. His actions spurred on UK authorities to investigate allegations around the Gupta family's use of UK banks in Dubai and Hong Kong to aid them in allegedly laundering South African taxpayers' monies. Now, some of the suggestions that Hain made was that he believes that governments should bolster collaborative efforts in eradicating the money laundering between countries. He made specific mention of one of the UK's policies, which is called the Unexplained Wealth Order, and suggested that SA adopt a similar policy. He explained that the UWO, as it's commonly known, allows regulators and law enforcement agencies in the UK to seize assets in cases where they suspect financial crimes have been committed, and that when the perpetrator cannot account for how they afforded to purchase such assets. He also emphasized the importance of financial regulators and proposed that banks be fined for their failure in spotting financial irregularities. The commission is expected to continue on Tuesday with testimony from veteran ANC leader Frank Shikane. This is Amil Amrao reporting live from the State Capture Commission in Parktown.
You've been listening to Final Take, a multimedia live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.